In this bulletin, Australia's population reaches 25 million. The Commonwealth Bank's full-year net profit falls by 4%. And an apology from West Coast's Andrew Gaff, who's been suspended for 8 weeks for breaking an opponent's jaw. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Australia's population has officially ticked over the 25 million mark. The Australian Bureau of Statistics population clock recorded the historic milestone at just after 11 p.m. last night. Australia's population originally had not been expected to hit 25 million for a few more decades, but has grown more quickly because of migration. The population clock estimates the nation's population is increasing by one person every minute and 23 seconds. If that pace continues, Australia's population is expected to hit 26 million in another 3 years. The Settlement Council of Australia says binding migrants to rural areas with visa restrictions is not the best way to ease population growth in the major cities. Citizenship Minister Alan Tudge says almost 90% of skilled migrants are settling in either Melbourne or Sydney. Settlement Council Chief Executive Nick Tebby says migrants would willingly move outside the big cities if they knew what was offered elsewhere.
We're not really doing enough to market that the opportunities are in fact there. And that's why most migrants know about Sydney and Melbourne and tend to gravitate towards the bigger cities.
The Commonwealth Bank has reported a dip in annual cash profit to $9.233 billion. The 4.8% fall was mostly driven by a $700 million cost relating to the bank's role in the AUSTRAC money laundering legal case. The bank has also been hit with $155 million worth of costs relating to the Banking Royal Commission. Indonesian officials say more than 80,000 people on the island of Lombok are seeking refuge following Sunday's deadly earthquake. A total of 105 people have now been confirmed dead, but that figure is expected to continue to rise. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has told a conference in Bali, Australia will provide any help it can.
I extend our deepest sympathies to all those affected by an earthquake in Lombok, the second significant earthquake in just 1 week. The death toll is rising, hundreds are injured, and the damage is widespread. We offer our support to Indonesia at this difficult time, and we stand ready to assist the Indonesian government should that be required.
British Foreign Minister Theresa May has backed calls for Boris Johnson to apologise for comments he made about burqas. The former British Foreign Secretary has been criticised after comparing women in the face coverings to bank robbers. Ms May says Mr Johnson should apologise for his remarks.
Nobody should be trying to tell a woman how to dress. As we discuss these issues and openly discuss these issues, it's imperative that everybody is careful in the language that they use. It's very clear that the language that Boris Johnson used to describe people's appearance has caused offence. It's not language I would have used. I think he was wrong to have used that language.
Victorian Greens MP Lydia Thorpe is calling for an Aboriginal Cultural Advisory Group to provide recommendations about how to acknowledge the nation's first people in and around state parliament. Ms Thorpe has written to the Speaker of the House asking for what she calls meaningful changes to give greater prominence to Victoria's Aboriginal history. She'll raise the issue during a grievance debate in Parliament today. The United States Secretary of Defence says his department will help with protecting the integrity of the US elections. It comes as concerns mount about Russian interference in the upcoming midterm elections. James Mattis says defences are in place to protect future elections from Russian meddling.
Our mission is to protect the Constitution, protect our way of life, protect our elections, maintain the integrity of the election process.
West Coast midfielder Andrew Gaff has issued an emotional apology for breaking the jaw of Fremantle's Andrew Brayshaw. The 26-year-old has received an 8-match ban and will now miss the rest of West Coast's premiership campaign and the start of the 2019 season. Gaff says he acted out of character.
I just want to say I'm so, so sorry to Andrew and the Brayshaw family and the pain I've caused them over the last 48 hours. I'm disappointed. Disappointed for Andrew. I'm disappointed in myself. I'm disappointed to let my teammates down at an important time of the year. I'm disappointed to let my supporters down as well.
Well, now today's weather. Perth, showers and 19. Showers easing in Adelaide, 16 degrees. A few showers for Melbourne, 15. Hobart, rain easing and 14. Shower or two for Canberra, 11. Wollongong, becoming windy and partly cloudy, 19. Sydney, mostly sunny, 21. Similar conditions in Newcastle, 20. Brisbane, sunny and 23. Cairns, partly cloudy, 28. And Darwin, smoke and haze and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.